Today marks 1 year since a 25-year-old father of two, James Ackerman, died after a rugby league game in Queensland. June 20, 2015, James lined up for the Sunshine Coast Falcons against North at the Queensland Cup. 4 minutes into the game, he copped a shoulder charge, collapsed on the field, never regained consciousness. He died in hospital 2 days later, leaving behind his wife, his son Oliver, and his little girl Millie. Now, as you know, I'm a huge supporter of organ donation. I talk about it all the time. And James's family, and I congratulated them at the time, made the very brave decision to donate James' organs. Today, the family are on the Sunshine Coast. They're at the stadium there launching a new headgear in James' honour. I'm absolutely delighted to talk to James Ackerman's mum, Sonia. Sonia, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
It's been a dreadful year for you and your family, Sonia, a dreadful year.
Yeah, absolutely horrible.
But you have gathered around, as you did after James passed, and you get to turn the tragic death of your son into a positive with a launch today. Tell me what's happening.
Yes, well, today, as you said, is Mark James's first year since we've lost him.
Mm.
What we want to ensure, if it is at all possible, is that some good can come from the awful event, and that's why we wanted to produce an ongoing legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come up with an idea as to design a headgear.
Right.
For a few reasons. We wanted to bring player welfare to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Also, of course, for James's legacy to continue on for Oliver and Millie. On the headgear, Ray, though, mm-hmm. is the design of the headgear was actually done by James's youngest brother, Thomas. And on the headgear, we have a few things that represent James. Obviously, his name and the hashtag 8, because that was the number he was wearing mm-hmm. On the day. We have the Donate Life logo mm-hmm. in their nice fuchsia pink. James's handprint is also on there, which was done by Oliver and Millie while he was in ICU mm-hmm. with the help of the social worker. So we've transferred that onto the headgear.
Fantastic.
And we also have some Aboriginal art on there, which represents the Wiradjuri tribe, which is our Aboriginal heritage.
Just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Now, I should tell people that Amart Sports in Australia will stock it, but from early next year.
Yes,
and,
very...
a large organisation with distribution rights right across the country.
Yes, we've been very blessed with support of Madison Sports. They've come into partnership with us in making the headgear,
mm-hmm.
and now we can proudly announce Amart Sports will be stocking it from 2017.
Well, I'm going to encourage everyone who wears headgear playing rugby league, and all little ones do, of course, that they make sure they get some headgear from Amart that pays tribute to your beloved son and the Ackerman family. And I didn't wish to trouble you during that dreadful period in your lives, but I spoke publicly on air because I'm an advocate for, obviously, the donation of organs, and I think it's something every family needs to talk about. You made yep. that decision. You saved the lives of at least two people, helped improve the lives of many more by your decision to very generously donate your son's organs, and I commend you for that.
Thank you, Ray. It's something we hold very passionate as a family.
Mm-hmm.
We've experienced it from the other side. Friends of our family she's 15 now, but she was 3 at the time, had a liver transplant to save her life.
Really?
She's the sister of mates of James and our eldest boy, Andrew, actually. So, beautiful family. So that's what started the conversation around our dinner table 12 years ago.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so happy you just said that, because it's what I implore people to do all the time. Have the conversation around the table. And we started talking about it more recently when a little boy was killed in an accident, Nathan Gremo. He was only a young boy, and he'd had a discussion, having seen something on TV about organ donation, with his mum and dad. And like your family, that family made the decision upon Nathan's passing to do exactly what you did. And they now get together every year to promote donatelife.gov.au. And I wish you the very best. And any time I can do anything for you or your family in relation to the sale of the headgear, please let me know and we'll do as much as we can to promote it.
Thank you very, very much, Ray. We appreciate your support and thank you for having us on your show this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Sonia, and regards to your family.
Thank you very much.
That's Mrs. Sonia Ackerman, the mother of James Ackerman. They're at the Sunshine Coast Stadium for the launch today and the launch of this headgear. And our thoughts are with Sarah, James's wife and Oliver and Millie, his two children. And I've got a photo in front of me of a very proud James in his football gear nursing his two babies. To register as an organ donor, it's no longer the case where it gets done on your licence, but you need to go to donatelife.gov.au, donatelife.gov.au. And if you get the chance and your children play rugby league, your little boys, little girls, you want headgear, make sure from next year you get the James Ackerman headgear, which is put out by Madison through Amart Sports Stores right across Australia.